Before we get into the golf picks, I got to let you know that we've all taken jobs to earn extra cash. You know, back in the day, and I worked in a grocery store. I still know a ton about produce, but the job was absolutely terrible. I sold these, like, ads in this what I think is a fake Yellow Pages magazine. I'm pretty sure it was a scam because the company got shut down like 3 months after I left. And that was no fun. It's just so much easier today, thanks to Uber, if you want to make money on the side. It's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber is a new way you can earn cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's totally flexible, and you can turn it on and off just like your car. You got a few spare hours here and there? Drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? Well, I bet you make a great boss. Then drive with Uber, and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. I'd do it, you know, if I had a car, which I don't, because I just Uber everywhere. Anyway, every day is a payday when you drive with Uber, because you can cash out anytime with Instant Pay. With access to Instant Pay, cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, because who doesn't, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making money for you. So go ahead, get your side hustle on, sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Let's get to the show.
Pat Mayo Hour.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Pat Mayo Hour. Only going to be a Pat Mayo Hour mini today. Definitely not a full hour. If it gets to 15 minutes, I'm going to be blown away. But it's the CIMB Classic. I always screw this one up because it's such a nothing tournament. Although there's a ton of good players playing, which is kind of nuts. The big thing that you need to know, 78 players in the field. There is no cut. And the lineup lock is 7 p.m. Wednesday night for DraftKings. And DraftKings right now, at least of this recording, has a dummy time in that says 6 a.m. on Thursday. That is not the case. This is in Kuala Lumpur. There is a 12-hour difference between the time zones from Kuala Lumpur time to Eastern time. So figure that out. Make sure you don't get caught. And frankly, the reason I'm not going to go really in-depth on this week in terms of DraftKings is, frankly, the tournaments aren't very good. The $3 GPP, the max prize, is $3,000, even though it's a $100,000 guarantee. And just really, with football going on, the bulk isn't there for such a small tournament like this, especially a no-cut tournament, which we always say on the Pat Mayo Hour we don't really like because it takes away our big advantage of getting guys through the cut. There is no cut. So when you look at the key stats, it's going to be very similar to it usually is. Strokes gained tee to green will be up there. We're going to have par 5 birdies or better. When you look at this course, you're going to see it is a par 72, but a shade over 7,000 yards. There's one really long par 5 to close it out too, well over 630 yards. So it's a very short track. So all types of players really can gravitate towards the top of the leaderboard here. Like Ryan Moore has won this twice. He went back-to-back years before Justin Thomas, an ultra bomber, ended up winning last year. So everything is all over the place. So strokes gained tee to green and strokes gained approach is super key as well, as is going to be par 5 birdies or better, obviously, if you're going to be scoring. And I've also isolated proximity from 125 yards and in. That's going to lead to a lot of birdie opportunities, especially on some of these shorter holes, but even on that long par 5 that I talked about. This is why guys like Gary Woodland and guys like Ryan Moore have excelled at this course over the years, is they're really good wedge players. It's a big-time bummer that Zach Johnson isn't playing this week, but I think the guys with good wedge games can pile up birdies on the par 4s while the bombers can kind of roll everything out on the par 5s to create a very cluttered leaderboard. Again, that's one of the reasons why, especially with sort of the tight pricing with all the good guys at the top and a bunch of nobodies down at the bottom, that it might be better to go towards betting this week overplaying on DraftKings. I know I'm going to have like 100 times more money betting than I will in DK contests this week. I don't want to lie to anyone out there. But if we go to the top of the DK board, you're going to see Paul Casey at the top, followed by Hideki coming off a win in Japan. Hideki, Casey obviously fire right now. Reed playing, he's 12-2. Adam Scott missed the cut at the Japan Open last week. T2 here last year, though, 10-9 on DraftKings. Ryan Moore, the two-time winner, 10-6. Justin Thomas, the defending champ, 10-4. Sergio is playing, he's 10-1. Kevin Na, 10-9. Gary Woodland, two-time runner-up here, is 9-6. For me at the top, if you're going to pay up, I still really like Paul Casey. I know he's the most expensive guy, hopefully, because of kind of the losers at the bottom, no one's going to take him because it's hard to fill out a team with him. But he's been so good. And again, strokes gained approach is going to be so critical this week. And Paul Casey's been knocking it out of the park from that. I mean, he's obviously a heavy favorite. It's hard to really go wrong at the top, especially in a no-cut field. You give these guys four rounds. These guys are all birdie makers. They're going to score a lot of DraftKings points. So Paul Casey is my favorite of the top guys, but I'll probably be starting a lot of my teams, frankly, with Kevin Na, as probably a lot of people will, because, again, he ended up with a very nice result here at this tournament last year. His form has come back. We know how he plays on his approach game. He's one of the best in the biz. So Kevin Na at 9-9, if you're going to go super chalky, he's the guy. Gary Woodland right below that, I mentioned. I don't think he's going to be super owned at 9,600. He might be an interesting pivot play if you want to go with him. But the guys in this next range, Bjorn Hanan 9-4, Rafa Cabrera-Bello 9-2, Kevin Chappell 9-1, Piercy, Steele, Griot, Berger, Grace, Lahiri, Knox, Finau, Siwoo Kim, another really good approach player. For me, from that range, Rafa Cabrera-Bello is very interesting. I like it more as a bet than I do as a DraftKings play, so I'll drop down and go with Kevin Chappell. It's funny, we look at Kevin Kisner from last year. Kevin Kisner played so well, had all those playoff losses during the regular season, and then during the swing season, he picked up his first win. I expect Kevin Chappell to win as long as he keeps playing sometime during the swing season. So I'm going to be on Kevin Chappell this week, both as a DK play and as a bet. I'll have the betting roundup at the end of the show to tell you who I'm on so far. You can make a case for a lot of these guys. I mean, these are all really good players. Frankly, I mean, Kuala Lumpur really lucked out here. They got a really strong field. A lot of the guys will be just going to China next week for the WGC, so they're getting some acclimation to the time zone. Get over in Asia, get yourself set, and try to win that WGC. Piercy, Steele, Griot, and Berger, I hate avoiding those guys, but they're just not, you can't feasibly afford all of them unless you go super, super balanced. And I want to take some shots up on the board a little bit, like I said, if I can afford Paul Casey, maybe even throw a Sergio in there. But I will be going with Brennan Grace at 8,400. Shocking to see a guy so high up in the world rankings. I know the form isn't great, but he has an excellent track record playing in Asia and especially in the Middle East. But just get outside of North America in the majors. Brennan Grace is actually really good, and he's only $8,400. So I really like him. I really like Russell Knox at 8,200, and I really like Siwoo Kim at 7,900. Those are the guys from that range that I'm going to be targeting. And we go down, you have like Hend, Kisner, Bradley, Riho Ishikawa's in this event, Jonathan Vegas, Jamie Lovemark, Chekia, Werner, Poulter, Jung Song, Brian Harman. Then we start getting into the range where you're not going to feel comfortable with any of these guys. But I like Lovemark because I like Lovemark every single week at $7,400. If Justin Thomas was able to break out here, I feel that it's a similar skill set towards Jamie Lovemark, but Jamie Lovemark's actually a better scrambler and a better putter, so maybe he can get it going here. We know we can score on the par fives, so at $7,400, he'll be in my lineup. Makes a lot of birdies regardless, and with no chance of missing the cut, that's always good news for him. Werner is somewhat interesting at $7,300, but I actually really like Patrick Rogers. We talked about Justin Thomas a second ago, how I like Jamie Lovemark. I think that Patrick Rogers is another comp player. If he can get it going on the par fives and not have a disastrous putting week like he is wont to do. He's only $7,000. We know we can make birdies, so I like him at that price. And when we get down to like the $6,000 range, I just think you want to concentrate your core a little bit with guys that you trust. Obviously, there's going to be some rando that pops off here, and the guy that wins is going to end up having him. But I, frankly, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you who that guy is going to be. It could be Sung Kang. It could be Shin Chang Chan or Zach Blair. Those are not guys that I'm taking this week. I'm going to go with John Curran at $6,800. I talked briefly about proximity from inside 125 yards. John Curran is excellent from that range. He should be able to generate a lot of birdie opportunities. If he can start putting, he's going to start making a lot of those, especially on the par fours. And if he can just kind of tread water on the par fives, he should be able to keep up with all the guys at the top. Hudson Swafford every week, he just seems wildly underpriced for this field at $6,500. We know he can score. I mean, I wouldn't count on Hudson winning this tournament, but as he never really wins anything or even stays around the top 10 by the time Sunday comes. But this week, the bogeys and potential miscut are not going to affect him. Just pile up the birdies, Hudson. Just keep going with it. Score on them par fives. You'll be good to go. He's only 65. And Adam Hadwin, just because he's such a good putter, That his flat stick can get hot any week. And at $6,300, I believe he is the seventh lowest priced player. You might as well chuck him in if you want some salary cap relief. I wouldn't necessarily recommend going down that low. I try to stick between the $7,000 and $10,000 range to build a lot of my lineups. And where there is no cut, leaving money on the table is always the way to go. I know we say it every single time, and then I start getting Twitter responses. Well, if you leave money on the table, then everyone's going to leave money on the table. But when you look at the overall scope of everything, for these small fields, people still don't do that. It's like 5% of the field. So you're giving yourself a bit of an advantage to differentiate your team where there's going to be a lot of repeatable rosters this week by leaving some money on the table. I'm not saying like leave like $2,000 on the table because that's going to be hard. But if you leave like $500 to $1,000, then you know, we got a stew going now. Now, not a lot of people are going to be doing that. You have a good team and... Well, some guys at the top may score a lot or potentially even win. If one of them don't win and like two of the guys come inside the top 10 and it's that middle tier that really hits, you're going to be looking pretty good by the end of GPPs come Sunday. So, I mean, that's really the brief part of it here as we talk about the CIMB Classic. I always just want to say CIBM. I don't know why. Maybe it's the IBM thing, but just in my mind, that's how it works. So sorry about that. Betting-wise, here's where it's really important because this is where I'm investing my money this week. I'm going with Kevin Chappell. Like I mentioned, he's 28-1. And the reason that I'm actually betting more this week, I don't do a ton of betting during the football season on some of these swing events that I'm not paying the closest attention to, but where there's only 78 players in this field, you're getting a lot of deep value on some pretty big names at really good odds. So I thought I'd take a couple shots. So Kevin Chappell, 28-1. Rafa Cabrera-Bello is 33-1. Russell Knox is 40-1. Brennan Grace is 40-1. So I really like those four as strong bets. And then I'm going to be taking a shot down the card on Jamie Lovemark. Like I mentioned, he's 100-1. Patrick Rogers is 140-1. That's going to fill out my six this week. I'll probably each way a few of those guys as well, especially Lovemark and Rogers, just because if you get 1/4 the odds for a top five at 100-1 and 140-1, you're still looking at really good odds. So it's hard to pass those ones up. I think those guys can score and compete. I think those guys are ready for a breakthrough this season. And if you're going to give me over 100-1 on both of them, I'm going to take it. So good luck this week in the golf. Sorry it wasn't a full show. David Frey was supposed to be here, but we both agreed, you know, probably not worth all the time. We might get another quickie one like this for the WGC next week, unless they do the Sanderson Farms, which I don't think they will. But for the next full field event, the Pat Mayo Hour will return with the guest, and we'll be chatting it out, breaking down the entire field once we get back up to like 144 or 156 players. Cool. All right, remember to subscribe to the Pat Mayo Hour on YouTube and iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, anywhere where multimedia lives. You want to watch or listen to the Pat Mayo Hour. Believe me on that one. Anyway, I'm Pat Mayo. Good luck this week. I'll see you next time.